This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Weight Watchers holds its yearly shareholders meeting today, and tonight it's streaming an event with freshly departed board member Oprah Winfrey, who is still helping the company. Tonight's focus, the changes in the way we talk about obesity and diet culture given new GLP-1 weight loss drugs. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
Since the GLP-1s like Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound have come online, the size of the weight loss industry has ballooned from about $76 billion a year to almost $90 billion in 2023, according to research from Market Data LLC, which tracks the sector. And on the way, there have been some casualties.
A lot of those retail brick-and-mortar weight loss centers, a lot of them have disappeared or closed in the last 3 to 4 years.
John LaRosa is research director for the group.
Weight Watchers used to have about 800 of those retail weight loss centers. Now it has 100. Jenny Craig, they used to have 600 retail weight loss centers. Now they have none.
But if you can't beat them, join them. Weight Watchers and weight loss apps like Noom have shifted their models to include the new drugs in their programs. That kind of adaptation can help other sectors in the weight loss industry, says Jenny Zegler, director of food and drink for the research firm Mintel.
There's a huge opportunity for food and drink companies that offer fiber, for example. This is something that can mimic the feeling of feeling full that these drugs offer.
And even though the drugs suppress people's appetites,
there's still really great opportunities for food and drink companies that might offer portion control options for those consumers who are looking to keep these in their diet, or maybe they need a treat, but they just need a little treat.
These drugs are having an effect on the fitness industry as well, at gyms and in people's homes through workout videos.
Whether you are on your weight loss journey, you are on a weight loss drug, or you're looking just for a little bit of that muscle maintenance, you have come to the right place.
That's a clip from the upcoming series Muscle Maintenance from the connected fitness company iFit. With research showing GLP-1s can contribute to a loss in muscle mass, Chief Marketing Officer Mark Phillips says there's more interest in strength training. So
we are also creating strength workout content specifically aimed for people who are doing these weight loss programs. It's really about maintaining muscle mass and feeling good as well.
Because it seems these pricey drugs are here to stay, and surviving in the weight loss business means figuring out how to work with them. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.